Here I am at Exeter College, Oxford, founded in 1314, making it the fourth oldest college in Oxford University. Now, these buildings, they date from over a century after the foundation, founded by Walter de Stapledon, the Bishop of Exeter, hence the name. So it's to train clergy for Southwest England, where Exeter is. And there's the chapel. This is a Gilbert Scott one from the 1860s. So obviously it's not the original chapel. There were other chapels on the same site. Look at the saints way up high there on the flying buttresses. And don't ask me which ones are which. Yeah, you can see some grotesques up there. Now, by the 19th century, they didn't believe those warded off evil spirits. They were solely decorative. And then here you can see the founder to the left. I don't know who this one's going to be. Guy on the right, look at Jesus Christ delivering his benediction with the sheep behind him. And then the floral motifs up there. And then you see these other grotesques there. Another ichthos, as in the acronym in Greek for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Saviour, above, meaning fish in Greek, ichthos. Okay, and then look at this. Wow, how ornate that is. I know what that is on the left. That's the Exeter coat of arms with eight pairs of keys. Okay, they've only got half the coat of arms. I know what this is on the right, where that comes from. ECBC, Exeter College Boat Club. WI, well, women's first eight torpids. Oddly, torpid means lazy. Okay, who they bumped, other colleges in these bumping races, and so on. Okay, so this is first quadrangle. So, or quad for short, quadrangle, because some of them are square, some of them are rectangles. So just, they say quad. And that is the hall, is in the dining room, which is not open right now. The college bar is in that door there, down underground. And over this side on the ground floor is the JCR, Junior Common Room, where the undergraduates socialise. There's a middle common room for postgraduates to socialise, a senior common room for the dons to socialise. And yes, these really are undergraduates' bedrooms, but they can't fit everybody in because they've got over 700 people in the college these days. So they own other sites for more than to live in. There's the Ruskin site. So famous graduates would be John Ruskin, for example. Okay, we'll go into the college chapel. J.R.R. Tolkien. John Ronald Reuel Tolkien was here in the First World War, into the chapel, and there he is. So he's a Catholic attending an Anglican college, born in Bloemfontein, South Africa, perhaps the most famous writer. So he died in 1973. He had four children, and his daughter Priscilla just died 2 years ago. Three sons and one daughter. One of his sons became a Catholic priest. Okay, and look at this. Okay, memory of the boys at the college killed in the First World War. Tolkien was wounded. And oh, look at this Orthodox. No, it's not. It's Coptic. That's an Egyptian Coptic writing. This image of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. There's the coat of arms. Don't know what the eight pairs of keys are about. Ad maiorem Dei gloriam, as in to the greater glory of God in Latin. So who else was here? Richard Burton, the Hollywood actor. He was doing some short course in the Second World War when he was in the Royal Air Force. He was only here for like a year. And I can't think of the celebrated people. Alan Bennett, the playwright of History Boys. And look, this is locked. As a typical Anglican church, it's got that eagle lectern up to the altar. Very high church style. Look at all the stained glass windows. One candle on either side in the altar. Where's the cross in the middle? And look at these stalls here. The choir sitting closer to the altar. So magnificent mosaics with this gold leaf motif behind, images of Jesus Christ on his throne, angels and saints, and big candles. Okay, so smaller candles everywhere, so they could hope they could dim the lights. And then look at that for a vaulted ceiling. Wow, so it's faux medieval style. By the 19th century, I thought it was more respectable if you made it look much older than it is. And I don't know what these flags are about. And what a gigantic organ that is, as is often said to me. No, I wish. And then often, look, some people buried under the floor. Okay. So the wife, most beloved wife of one of the dons. Okay. And so you could come here as a teenager, as an undergraduate, and stay to the day you died and buried under the chapel floor, because the dons used to live in. Until 1871, they all lived in. Only the head of house was allowed to marry. Ooh, and maybe that's up to the organ. And look at the gay pride flag. So, very politically correct. Okay, so that is a little bit of what Exeter is all about. Obviously, they're never obliged to come in here to the chapel. So I shall carry on down just a few steps. There's another quad, Margery Quad, we're not allowed to go into because of works. Remember, as undergraduate, Dr. De Boyle was here, and I used to come here from tutorials, and my tutorial partner is now a solicitor. Where has she gone? Was it up this stairs here, the first floor? And he used to give us these coffee beans coated in chocolate. He said the poor man's cocaine. Farmer, there's De Boyle. These things obviously wash off in the rain, and that's the Margery Quad we can't go into on account of building works. Okay. I remember we used to have ALCA meetings here, Oxford University Conservative Association. Is that Damien Green? No, it's not.
It's impossible. That sounded stupid, but I found it impossible to...
I thought this one opened, so we'll get through here. That's not locked. So that's into the JCR. We're presuming I'm not allowed to go. Junior Connolly, the undergraduates. To socialise. Oh, that's it, Morris Room, as in William Morris, the artist, socialist, furniture maker, writer, who was here in the 19th century, wrote the news from nowhere, as that William Morris house, Kelmscott House, by the Thames at Hammersmith, the Kelmscott House in Oxfordshire, used to go between the two by boat. That's the rector's garden, the rector, he's head of house, I don't know, maybe it's a she these days. The college library, where I've never been into, it's made to look like a chapel, so this is a later extension. And into these delightful gardens. So there we go. And then over the wall is Bray's Nose. If you read Oxford by Jan Morris, that Don who changed her, his gender, there was some sort of legend about this tree here, the years when the leaves grow, so they touch Bray's Nose. This college, that college are gonna win some boat race. I don't even remember. Okay, so that's into the library. So it's all made from this Cotswold stone, and look how much they've cleaned it. And this is the side of the Convocation House, which is for the whole university, as in the dons to meet, little parliament of the university. Obviously, it's far too few of them because, you know, Oxford's got, you know, a couple of thousand academics, and you could only fit a couple of hundred people in there at most. And that's the Divinity School, as in where Divinity really was taught. They started building this in 1423. It took 60 years to finish, well, almost, because the Wars of the Roses and the Hundred Years' War. And then there's Duke Humphrey's libraries on the first floor, okay? As in Duke Humphrey, the younger half-brother of King Henry V. And look at the gargoyles and grotesques. Well, actually, it's only a gargoyle if a water spout's coming out of the mouth. And that's where the library scenes were shot for Harry Potter. There's enormous books, some of them handwritten. Okay, so you're getting an idea of what this fellow's garden is for. So the fellow's the governing body of the college. Which could be includes the rector, he or she is the head of house, the bursar, as in the accountant, and some of the dons are fellows, some are not fellows. So a fellow, there are roughly 50 fellowships. Fellowships often held for life, even they're basically retired. I think they might still have voting rights. The most important thing they do is elect the new head of house, and he or she doesn't have to have attended Exeter or Oxford University at all, or indeed any university. But it's an advantage of being to Exeter. Failing, that's an advantage of being to Oxford. There could be any nationality, and they set out their criteria. Someone to command the respect of the academic community. Don't necessarily have to have a doctorate, better if they do. Anyway, that's Radcliffe Square. So it's built up here, over there, All Souls Library, formerly known as the Codrington Library, but because Codrington was governor of the Windward Islands and owned plantations over there, the people who labored on his plantations were not free, so they renamed it some years ago, All Souls Library. There's that Codrington College in Jamaica, which he helped found. And obviously that's the old Bodleian into the old school's quadrangle. And here is the Radcliffe Camera. We're on Radcliffe Square. And there is the University Church, St. Mary the Virgin, Brasenose Lane, and there's Brasenose behind. Okay, so there we go. So getting an idea of the dimensions of the place. So it's a very central college. I don't think it has produced any political leaders. All right, so going down into this. Remember when I was an undergraduate, security was very lax. Wander into and out of any college and you weren't challenged. They didn't have these sort of lockable gates and have to swipe your card to get in and out and stuff like that. That's all much more recent. I don't think I've ever been into their hall, as in their dining room. I think it's dead ahead is the senior common room, as in for the dons to socialise. So until 1871, the dons, they all lived in, they all had their meals together. And they were all had to be ordained in the Church of England. Church of England clergy usually allowed to wed but only the head of house was allowed to wed. I say that because different colleges have got different titles for the head of house. It could be president, provost, rector, principal, warden, master, or dean. And here it is, I just said it, I can't remember, rector, and there's a rector of Lincoln. There's the only two ones I can think of, which is rector. But rector is also an ecclesiastical title. I don't quite understand what it is. And I've never, ever seen this door open here. And that's a bit of the senior common room. I mustn't pry too much. Private. Okay, so there we are. Now you see what the library's like. So maybe that's enough of your whistle-stop tour of Exeter College, Oxford. Not to be confused with the University of Exeter, which is in southwest England. Right, that's enough. Looking out onto the first quadrangle. And they're flying their college flag. You can't see it now from this angle. In mourning at half mast for a porter who died. A porter was here in the 80s and 90s and so on. Said to be a very jovial soul. All right, that's enough. Okay, I'll switch it off. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.